How to Get What You Want by Wallace D. Wattles. Chapter 1. Getting what you want is success, and success is an effect coming from the application of a cause. Success is essentially the same in all cases. The difference is in the things the successful people want, but not in the success. Success is essentially the same, whether it results in the attainment of health, wealth, development, or position. Success is attainment, without regard to the things attained. And it is a law in nature that like causes always produce like effects. Therefore, since success is the same in all cases, the cause of success must be the same in all cases. The cause of success is always in the person who succeeds. You will see that this must be true, because if the cause of success were nature, outside the person, then all persons similarly situated would succeed. The cause of success is not in the environment of the individual, because if it were, all persons within a given radius would be successful, and success would be wholly a matter of neighborhood. And we see that people whose environments are practically the same, and who live in the same neighborhood, show all degrees of success and failure. Therefore, we know that the cause of success must be in the individual, and nowhere else. It is, therefore, mathematically certain that you can succeed if you will find out the cause of success and develop it to sufficient strength and apply it properly to your work. For the application of a sufficient cause cannot fail to produce a given effect. If there is a failure anywhere, of any kind, it is because the cause was either not sufficient or was not properly applied. The cause of success is some power within you. You have the power to develop any power to a limitless extent, for there is no end to mental growth. You can increase the strength of this power indefinitely, and so you can make it strong enough to do what you want to do, and to get what you want to get. When it is strong enough, you can learn how to apply it to the work, and therefore, you can certainly succeed. All you have to learn is what is the cause of success, and how it must be applied. The development of the special faculties to be used in your work is essential. We do not expect anyone to succeed as a musician without developing the musical faculty. And it would be absurd to expect a machinist to succeed without developing the mechanical faculty, a clergyman to succeed without developing spiritual understanding and the use of words, or a banker to succeed without developing the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?